ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new edition of Absolute Truth. Absolutely. This is your host, Gio. This is the podcast, which is powered by LWIM, Living Word Youth Ministries in Miami, Florida. Content, happy, excited, all of those things and more that you have downloaded this podcast. I only implore you that you were to share this with your friends, with your family members, so they too may know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. I also would like to invite all of our friends, which are in the Miami vicinity, to visit us every single Friday night during our Friday night youth meetings. We celebrate them every Friday at 8 p.m., and we are located at 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. I don't know if you have visited the glorious website. It's a newly revamped website where we are constantly updating it with new content. Check it out, lwym.org. LWM.org, and it is glorious, if I do say so myself. Lastly, if you have any questions that you'd like to direct to my person, I ask you to do so by writing me an email. That email address is jio@lwym.org. jio@lwym.org. I'd like to give you a little preview of what we're going to talk about this Friday during our Friday night youth meetings. We had a very glorious meeting last week. We had our Game Fest. It is our own version, our own incarnation of a video game festival, and we had a great time. Just to let those of you know, we are going to institute it again in the very, very near future. Please stay updated to our email update so that we may let you know when our next Game Fest would take place. We had a great time of fellowship, a great night where it seems like everybody enjoyed the electronic side of things, even though we're constantly connected to it. Nowadays, it seems like when you do it with other people around, it's a wonderful thing. It's another way to enjoy fellowship. Now, having said that, I want to give you, once again, sorry for being redundant, but give you a primer, a preview of what it is that we're going to be talking about this Friday night. I want to delve into the issue of opinions. Are they necessary or are they frivolous? And I think that when you are a clear-thinking individual, a person who is able to discern properly, you can understand that opinions In many instances, will lead you down a path of perdition. We have to be very careful with opinions. What do you mean by that, Gio? Well, unfortunately, we live in a day and age where people mistakenly believe that opinion is fact, and that fact can also be somehow skewed or believed to be an opinion. I don't know if that makes sense, but yes, it's reversed. The roles are completely reversed. When you state a fact, many people say, that's your opinion, even though you're stating a fact, because they don't want to adopt the truth. And then likewise, or otherwise rather, when you state an opinion, people say, oh, that's got to be a fact, that's true, even though it's just an opinion. We have to be very careful with this, because if we adopt that same mentality, if we adopt that same thought process, we are in danger. We are endangering our lives, in essence. We're leaving ourselves at the mercy of those that would make us believe that there is some alternative out there for a better living. When the truth of the matter is that if we're going to live according to how the secularist system, the secularist humanist culture tells us to live, we're constantly going to live in flux, and our lifestyle, if you will, is going to be mediocre at best, because opinions are constantly changing. And I hate to use the terminology that's employed nowadays, even by the president, which says evolving. There's no such thing. The truth of the matter is that either you mature or you stay immature. That's the crux of the argument. That's the maxim. You're either immature and you proceed to acquire maturity, or you stay immature for the rest of your life. And I've seen both cases. And to delve into this even more, truth cannot be mistaken for opinion and vice versa. An opinion is just an opinion. It is a person's personal point of view. Sometimes you could find that there is some sort of fact contained within the opinion, but it does not make the opinion completely fact. It could be that there are manipulators, demagogues, who employ a shroud of truth in order to disseminate a complete lie. It happens all of the time. Or they skew the truth and therefore give their opinion some semblance of truth, when in fact it is nothing more than an opinion, and even more so, it is a manipulative tactic, a repressive tactic. What do you mean by that, Gio? Give me an example. I'll give you a perfect example. This past Sunday night, the Grammys were telecast. Now, I make it a point not to watch this yearly, I'm going to call it an aggrandized award show. Because when you look at the roots of the Grammys, it is industry insiders giving their own contracted progeny, and by this I'm talking about musicians, singers, so-called artists, awards. Industry insiders giving themselves awards. What kind of an award show is that? You would say, well, if it's an independent entity giving, bestowing accolades upon these people, there might be some merit to that. But when industry insiders are giving themselves awards, that tells you that these people think themselves to be superior, that the world needs them. Self-righteous, if you will. I mean, how much more prideful can these people get? I'm so important that I need to give myself an award for what I just did. So, I bypass the insult to the intelligence and I just don't watch it. Besides, part of their stratagem, part of their machination is to employ fabricated controversies, such as Miley Cyrus during the AMAs, the VMAs rather. And this year I heard about a bunch of different things, but there was one in particular that caught my attention. I usually don't like to get involved in these fabricated controversies because they only serve to get people talking and therefore popularize something that has a hidden agenda within it. But this year I couldn't stay silent because it's such a hot button issue that I had to participate. I had to inject the truth into the current argument. And it's not my opinion, what I have provided here. This is the truth, the crux, the maxim, absolutely the epicenter of what these evil machinators are trying to bring about when they talk about the militant homosexual movement, even though they don't call themselves that. They call themselves the gay rights movement or the equality movement. You've heard it all, even though these are misnomers. And who am I talking about specifically? Macklemore and his song Same Love, which is performed with Ryan Lewis. As you might have heard by now, during the Grammys, there was a mass nuptials, a pluralistic nuptials taking place, which was officiated by Queen Latifah. And in it, you find that there were heterosexual couples, and then there were also homosexuals supposedly being wed during this time where Macklemore is performing his pro-homosexual marriage song, Same Love. And as I deconstruct the lyrics, I see that it is filled with talking points that is provided by the militant homosexual movement. It is propagated by them because they understand that if something is repeated so often, more often than not, most people would believe it because they're not given many ignoramuses. As a matter of fact, I would say all ignoramuses are not given to analyze, to employ logic to see, and even look for the evidence to see whether or not what they are promulgating is true or not. And this song is replete with pseudoscience, attacks on Christianity, skewed perspective, which is presented, which they present them as reality, so on and so forth. I mean, I feel bad saying this, but, and sometimes I say, should I even say this? But I invite you, take a look at the lyrics. And you would see that it is filled with everything that I have just mentioned. As a matter of fact, I would guide you, because I don't have the time in this podcast to do so, to check out my blog, uncompromisedtruth.wordpress.com. uncompromisedtruth.wordpress.com. You can also find the link on lwym.org. I've written an article deconstructing the lyrics so that you may see what the machinations, the stratagems are behind this song, the misconceptions, the misinterpretations, the mischaracterizations put together by this, let's call him what he is, over-glorified rhymer, that it is propagated by him, and then people say, well, if Macklemore has sung it, it has to be true. See, one more example on how pop culture, just because somebody is famous, just because people look up to an individual or idolize him, automatically because their opinion is stated, it has to be fact. Just one more example. So that's my point. When you look towards the secular system, you always see that those opinions are in constant flux. versus God's truth is consistent. It's constant. It doesn't move. It doesn't evolve. It's constant. So when you compare the two, you have to ask yourself, where do I want to be? Where do I want to establish my spiritual house, so to speak? Do I want to establish it on firm ground that I know that no matter what hell or high water may come, is going to be standing at the end of the day, at the end of the storm? Or am I going to found, am I going to build on sand? Am I going to build a sand castle, which water, a simple wave, can simply topple over and wash away? I have to ask myself that. And if I choose eternality, if I choose God's consistency, constancy over the world's flux, over the world's ideology, then I have to submit to the truth that is Jesus Christ and everything that he teaches me. If not, I go to the other side. And I am part of that group that has a leader, which is constantly telling me, follow me and live a very mediocre life at best. At best. And I might be exaggerating. I might be exaggerating. The decision is yours to make. But what's the instrument that Satan uses in order for us to participate in that frivolous, vain world of secularism? Opinions. Opinions. You always have to be very careful not to allow yourself to be an opinion-driven person. Because when you are, you will live a very, very subpar life. This is what we're going to be talking about this Friday, 8 p.m. at church. I ask you that if you're in the vicinity, please visit us so that we can expound on this and that you may personally adopt it. We're taking this straight from the Bible so that you may adopt it and live free, just another step in living free from the secularist system which oppresses the individuals who are adherents to it. It represses them. 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. I thank you for loaning us. No, loaning is the wrong word. I thank you for giving us this time. And I just ask you once again, I implore you to share these podcasts with your friends, with your family members, so they too may know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Thank you for sharing this time with us. Until the next occasion, this has been Gio saying, the Lord shine his face upon you.